to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
The U.S. is preparing to send more troops to Iraq. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has announced almost 560 more American troops will head overseas in an effort to battle ISIS and help Iraqi forces retake Mosul this year.
Both will be supported by and enabled by U.S. and coalition forces.
The deployment will raise the number of U.S. troops in Iraq to more than 4,600. A retired general and possible Donald Trump running mate is voicing his position on abortion. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn told ABC's This Week that he is pro-abortion. He is a top advisor to Trump's campaign on national security and foreign policy and says he is honored to have his name mentioned along with the possible VP picks for Trump. The other names being mentioned are Indiana Governor Mike Pence, Chris Christie, and Newt Gingrich. The Republican National Convention will begin on the 18th, and Trump says he will make his announcement on his VP pick later this week. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
American troops are heading to Eastern Europe to help NATO with Russia. USA's Chris Barnes has detail.
Through two world wars, a long Cold War, and the decades since, generations of Americans have served here for our common security.
Speaking at his final NATO summit in Poland, where NATO leaders have agreed to deploy military forces to parts of Europe for defense against Russian aggression, President Obama says
the United States will be the lead nation here in Poland, deploying a battalion of American soldiers.
Obama announcing he plans to send about 1,000 U.S. troops to Poland to help protect Central and Eastern Europe. In Washington, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The leadership situation in Great Britain is getting sorted out. Theresa May is expected to make a statement today about her rise to the post of prime minister. If everything goes as expected, she will be Britain's second female prime minister. The first was the late Margaret Thatcher, who was prime minister in the 80s. David Cameron resigned last month and says he will leave office next week. Bernie Sanders could be prepared to formally endorse Hillary Clinton. The Vermont senator will hit the campaign trail with the likely presidential nominee tomorrow in New Hampshire. NBA great Tim Duncan is calling it quits. The 15-time All-Star center announced today that he is retiring after 19 seasons with the San Antonio Spurs. The 40-year-old won 5 NBA championships with the Spurs and received 2 Most Valuable Player awards. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon.
Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Good afternoon. This afternoon is going to be sunny with a high near 84 degrees. North winds are 3 to 5 miles per hour. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 60. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm in the evening. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. South winds 3 to 8 miles an hour. Well, my wife will be happy. I'll cut the grass. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 63. South winds 5 to 7 miles an hour, becoming calm after midnight. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 88. Light south winds increasing to 5 to 9 miles an hour in the morning. And Wednesday night will be a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy with a low around 70. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Thursday, showers, thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 91. Chance of precipitation, I can speak, is 40%. And Thursday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 72.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we're very privileged to have with us today. I'm going to murder your last name, Susan Limbo.
Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Larry.
And you're with Integrative Medicine?
Yes, I am.
Massage and hypnosis?
Yes.
Okay. I ask this of everybody. It's a personal thing with me. I always ask how people got into this type of work because sometimes people will say, well, I had a couple of kids on mortgage and I needed a job and this came along and it was great, you know, and I've been doing it ever since. Other people say, well, this happened when I was a child and I wanted to do this, so that's how I got in it. All right, Susan, how'd you get into this type of work?
Well, that's a good opener. I was always interested in natural health and healing.
Okay.
So I got into...
I'm assuming you never smoked then, right?
I actually, believe it or not, I smoked when I was quite young, and I stopped when I was 20.
Okay.
So how's that?
That's good.
That is good, and now I help other people quit smoking, so I actually have empathy because I know what it's like. But, yeah, when I was too young to know better, I smoked and I stopped when I was 20. So I was always interested in a more natural approach. And I started doing massage first, and I realized that it really helps a lot. It helps relax people. It helps relieve muscular tension. It can keep you very, very healthy. It can keep your joints moving better, better range of motion. So when I was a teenager, I was kind of sort of interested in massage, but I didn't study it at that point. Mm-hmm. I waited till I was a little bit older. And I was also interested in, I don't know if you've ever heard of Edgar Cayce. He was, they call him the father of holistic medicine.
Yes, yes.
He thought...
Now that you said holistic medicine, yes.
He actually recommended massage for most people across the board because not only does it help, you know, when you're trying to heal, but it's a good preventive medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting a massage regularly, it helps circulation, it helps rid the body of lactic acid that builds up in muscles, it helps you to I'll recover quicker after a workout, not to mention just how wonderfully soothing and nurturing it is. So I started doing massage first, and then a while later, like 8 years ago, I started doing hypnosis just to have another modality to offer people. And it has really good benefits, too, the hypnosis.
Okay.
Do you want to hear about that?
Sure. Because I'll let you talk about it first, then I'll say something about it.
Sure, sure. And I know one of your questions that I think you were going to ask me is, what is hypnosis used for? And it's really good across the board for any time that you have a challenge that you're trying to get through and you feel blocked or you feel like you have some resistance. It's good for definitely for helping people stop smoking. I do a lot of smoking cessation. It's good for weight loss. It's good for fears and phobias. It's good for insomnia. A lot of people have trouble sleeping for various reasons. It's good for if you have any creative blocks. And like I said, fear. Some people are afraid of heights, bridges. They're afraid to get on an airplane. And we kind of desensitize them and get them through that. Another thing that I just started offering is bereavement support. So support when people are grieving.
Right.
It's a really good opportunity to help people. It's quite a shock, you know, across the board when you lose someone. So they can get a session with me with some hypnosis, some massage, some... I also do something called EFT tapping. Have you ever heard of that?
That I haven't heard of.
Well, that is called emotional freedom technique, or tapping for short, because you're tapping on certain points on the body, and it relieves stress. It really gets the stress out of your system. It works really quickly. It's really, really good. It's good for pain management. It's amazing what I've seen, how much relief people can get from pain.
Mm-hmm.
And also any trauma, any big or small, doesn't have to be a major trauma, but anything that we haven't let go of, things that are still bothering us that we have an emotional charge on, you can kind of work through it with a couple of rounds of tapping. And it's not necessarily, all right, 5 minutes and it's done, but it's a tool that you can use at home, and I teach that to people so that they can do it with me, and they can also do it at home if something stresses them out, if they... you know, are triggered emotionally. They have something that they can fall back on.
Okay. You know, it's interesting you said you use hypnosis for stopping smoking. I tried that 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I tell you the results, do people, are some people not...
as hypnotizable?
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
Well, yes and no. I find in my practice that most people, if they can be relaxed, I put people on the massage table. So they lie down. Some people sit. As long as they're comfortable, they generally go under into the hypnotic state. There are certain people, if you're really uncomfortable, like I've just had one or two people where they said, I have so much back pain, and that prevented them from getting into the hypnotic state. So I'd say most people are hypnotizable, and even if you think you're not, it's still worth a try because the process is very relaxing. Some people go in more deeply than others, and I suggest more than one session. I generally see people for 5 sessions for smoking if they smoke a pack a day. I have a system that I developed where you cut down and then you quit. So the first week, if you smoke a pack, I move you to a half a pack. And the reason that I do that is because I want you to learn how to empower yourself and to actually smoke, to notice how bad it tastes, to notice that you don't like it, and also to notice, well, I can only have 10 today, so I can't habitually pick up a cigarette. I can't just say, oh, I woke up, I'm having 3 cigarettes. You have to say, well, I'm not having 3 cigarettes. Maybe I can have 1, and then I have to wait. So you get in the habit of being more mindful so that you don't habitually light up. And little by little, you're getting that nicotine out of your system and being more in control around smoking. And then you're getting the suggestions from me saying, you think smoking's disgusting and revolting. You really don't like it. I mean, you already know it's not good for you, so I don't have to tell them that. But just... that you don't like smoking. It's not something enjoyable. Do you still smoke?
No.
Good.
I haven't smoked in 28 years.
Good.
But it was ironic because I went three times to get hypnotized. They could never get me under, you know. And it was like, yeah, okay, I was comfortable. I was, you know, I didn't have anything on my mind and, you know, yada, yada. But it just couldn't get done, you know. And I went back to smoking. And then I started again. I tried again, you know, months down the road, and didn't work. So I went back to smoking, you know. How I quit was they put me on a stretcher in the emergency room, tilted me upside down, or in the hospital, not so much the emergency room, scraped polyps off my vocal cords. Ugh. And told me that was the only time they could do it. The next time they'd have to take them out, and I'd have to talk through the hole in, you know, your neck there.
Oh, that's motivation.
And that was motivated. I got out of there. I took the pack of cigarettes, crumbled it up, threw them in the garbage, never smoked again.
Good.
But to this day, and it's 28 years, if somebody lights a Marlboro up, I have to walk away. Because it's just the
I can help you with that.
I have an addictive personality, you know. Right. That's why I don't go to Atlantic City, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just, or when I did go to Atlantic City with guys that worked with and everything, I take only X amount of money and no credit cards and make sure my car had gas in it. You know?
So that you wouldn't.
Right.
Gamble.
I wouldn't be stuck down there and I could get home and only spend so much, you know.
Well, that's reasonable.
You know.
That
but,
is reasonable.
You know, it just, it's interesting. And just out of curiosity, what do you use hypnosis for besides quitting cigarettes?
I've had some people that wanted to stop drinking.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, weight loss is a big one. Losing weight.
Okay.
Sleeping better. A lot of people don't sleep well. They need to relax. And as I said, a lot of fears that people have. They can be desensitized if they're afraid to get on a plane. You can do it gradually in the hypnotic state where you take them to an airport and then you take them where they're just sitting on a plane and then the plane is taking off. And it helps them while they're not actually on a real plane to get more comfortable in that scenario.
Okay.
And another thing I do is some people have creative blocks, people that are writers or musicians. I've had people that fell off a horse, and other kids that might have been blocked in gymnastics, or you know, they took a fall and then they're afraid to do it, you know, to get back on.
Right.
And I've had that, and that works really well. Kids are great, you know, not young kids, but say teenagers do really well with hypnosis.
I would assume that what we're talking about is integrative medicine. Correct?
Yes, we are.
Okay. What basically is the definition of integrative medicine?
Well, that's a really good question. Integrative medicine uses many modalities, not necessarily drugs, to treat the whole person. So acupuncture is a wonderful part of integrative medicine, and we have great acupuncturists, Tamara and Dan, over at Integrative Medicine. And it's fabulous for pain relief. It helps people relax. But let me give you a little background. In the body, there are what we call pathways of energy that are called meridians.
Okay.
Now, acupuncture has been going on in China for thousands of years. So along these pathways, think about it like as if it's a network, like an interstate in your body. It's all these pathways. And along these pathways are points. Those are the acupoints. And sometimes energy can be blocked, like when you have a traffic jam. And sometimes the areas are really empty. But you want to create a smooth flow of chi. Chi is life force.
Uh-huh.
It's what keeps us animated and alive. And if there's blockage in an area, you know, you might be experiencing pain in that area. You want to open it up so you can use the acupuncture needles placed along certain points. And these points will be determined depending on what's going on with the person. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. You'll go,
right.
You talk to the acupuncturist. He or she will figure out where you're balanced or not. They might read your pulses. The Chinese are big on looking at signs, like they might look at your tongue. They could look at your eyes, your nails. There's different ways to kind of figure out what the right protocol is, the right treatment.
Reason I'm smiling is because I want to say about 4-5 months ago, the medical center on this hour sent an acupuncturist over. And she asked me before the show started, can I
work on you?
Work on you.
Right.
So I said, yeah, okay, if that's what trips your trigger, go ahead,
right.
You know.
And?
Well, she stuck needles in my head and my arms and,
right.
You know, and I did the show with these needles, you know, in me. It was,
and how did you feel afterwards? Relaxed?
You know, it was like I never felt the needles going in.
Right.
At number one. I have to definitely say that. And two, it was like, I don't know, it was different, you know. I don't know how to explain it. It was like nothing was drastic anymore, you know. I mean, yeah, we had a time limit we had to, you know, adhere to, but
right.
It was like...
You were feeling better about
what
you were doing.
Yeah, pretty much, right.
That's
yeah.
The idea. You're in more of a regular energy flow. You're not uptight and nervous. You're just, okay, I can manage. I can handle this.
Yeah.
That's a definite side benefit of acupuncture. It also helps the body release endorphins, which are the natural pain relieving substances
right.
That the body produces. And that's a lovely benefit. A lovely benefit. So that's acupuncture.
And who would benefit from these?
Well, from acupuncture specifically?
Yeah, from say acupuncture and then hypnosis and...
Well, you already
pretty much said who would benefit from hypnosis.
Right.
But
and a lot of the same ailments like insomnia can benefit. People that are very nervous and have a lot of tension would definitely benefit from acupuncture. People that have injuries like frozen shoulder, back pain... can benefit. I mean, pretty much anything can benefit. And we're not saying, oh, just get acupuncture. Everything's, you know, all the pain's going to disappear. But it does alleviate it to a great degree.
Isn't like if you have back pain, couldn't it be from exercising at the gym or something and you did too much and that's why you've got back pain?
Sure. And of course, you know, if you have a chronic condition, you definitely should be checked by a doctor.
Right.
You know, you might have a ruptured disc. You can have any number of issues that need to be addressed. If it is just overexertion or, you know, muscular tension or muscular spasm, acupuncture definitely helps. And even if it is something more serious, acupuncture can help. Just relieve all the stress around it and help those muscles to just get looser. Because when muscles are really tight, they can put pressure on nerves. They can cause all kinds of other pain.
Okay.
So just getting a person to relax has many, many good side benefits. So
sure.
We start
sure.
There. And you asked about what's integrative medicine. It's really treating the entire person. It's not just looking at a symptom and trying to block the symptom.
Uh-huh.
It's actually creating healing in the entire person. You know, and you do treat each person individually. So you're not treating, you know, an illness per se. You're seeing what's going on with the person and how you can help them.
When you say individually, you're talking about whatever their issues may be.
Right.
Not generalization over...
Right. Because there are different conditions that, like, say you have a lung condition. I'm also an herbalist, and I studied shiatsu, so I work with these same points, and we'll get to that in a minute when I do my own body work. But in Chinese medicine, they're more involved in energetics. So say you have a lung condition. You might have a cold, damp lung condition, or you could have a very hot, dry lung condition. So you might treat them differently. You know, it's not just, oh, yeah, you have a cold and that's that. You know, you kind of have to look at the energetics of it.
Okay. Could someone, the previous hour that I do on the radio here is for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it because We have four children, and my youngest son has mental health problems. So the question I'm asking is just in general. It's not specifically for that. But if someone has a mental health issue, could, I'm not saying cure, but could hypnosis or acupuncture or some of the other other techniques you use, could that help them through their nasty periods?
Well, I'm going to answer this step by step because I don't diagnose or, quote, cure.
No, I understand.
That's not in the realm of, you know, what I'm trained to do.
No, I was just thinking, no, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was just thinking that someone has an issue and they're getting all
agitated
and, you know.
It certainly helped, you know, either massage, hypnosis, or acupuncture. Certainly massage and hypnosis as an adjunct therapy. And I have people that are being treated or on medication for any number of illnesses, mental illnesses, or just stress.
Right.
And they come in because it helps them relax.
Okay.
And someone that's actually an acupuncturist could address this better than I can. But I'm sure that they treat people that are dealing with mental health issues.
You're not going to cure them, obviously, because there is no cure for mental illness. But, you know, if you can get them help through their difficult times, I think that's pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, I agree. You know, there's a lot of components to health. I mean, you need to really look at your diet. You know, personally, I don't know how old your child is. How old is your child?
39.
Okay.
He's the youngest.
He's an adult child. But, I mean, you really want to look at making sure that they're not using a lot of sugar. People are sensitive to food additives. Some people are sensitive to food, so they may have hidden food allergies. They might not be exercising. And obviously, if he has a serious issue, he's probably on medication. So they need to be taking their medication regularly. They need to be monitored. But basically, there's a lot that you can do in addition to just meds. If you can exercise more. So I think that exercise was proven to really help mild to moderate depression. You know, you get out, you move, your body's is this wonderful, you know, chemical manufacturing machine. So that if you say, I don't feel like exercising, I can't even get out of bed, you start getting out of bed every day, exercise an hour a day, you're going to start feeling better. I'm not saying don't take your meds. No, take them, but do everything else that you can. Because there is a lot. There's so many supplements that people can take. Sometimes people don't have enough vitamin D. They might need B vitamins. You know, you need to do a lot of research and do the best you can to supply your body with the fuel that it needs, the supplements that it needs, and eliminate. I mean, sometimes people shouldn't be drinking alcohol. You know, sometimes they are sensitive to gluten. You know, you have to figure out. If you're really feeling that bad, what can you do to feel your best?
Right.
So,
you know, they consider my son a success story because he has his own apartment in Flemington. He works part-time at BJ's. He volunteers a day a week at the hospital. And, he takes his meds religiously.
Good.
Because he's been epileptic since he's five and he's been on medication since he's five. So it's like, you know, but I was just curious, you know, not I wasn't thinking so much of my son, but just someone.
In general.
In general, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be a great adjunct therapy for anyone that is on meds and still just needs to relax because that deep relaxation is very healing. And some people never get that.
Okay.
And they're on the go constantly. They wake up in the morning. They go to work. Maybe they have kids at night. You know, by the time it's 11, 12 o'clock, it's time to go to sleep. They don't have 5 minutes for themselves. That's when you need to take that time for yourself so that you can relax, so that you can begin to heal. It all starts in that relaxed state, you know, the healing starts.
Right. And you do massaging also?
Yes, I'm a licensed massage therapist. I was actually nationally certified since 1994, so I've been doing it for a while. And I do
22 years.
Long time. So I do Shiatsu, which I mentioned, and it also works with the same points that the acupuncturists use, but use finger pressure instead of needles.
Why don't you explain that a little more in detail?
Sure. and I wanted to backtrack a little bit. I liked that you mentioned that the needles didn't hurt.
No, they
didn't. Some people are afraid of needles, but they're very thin, and they really don't hurt at all.
And when they stuck in my head, I thought, oh, this is going to, you know, but it didn't. I didn't even feel a thing.
That's good.
You know.
So with shiatsu, I'm working with the same pathways of energy or meridians and points, except I'm using finger pressure. And that helps relieve the muscles. It helps, like I said, with the free flow of chi or energy.
Okay.
And it's a lot of stretching, which is wonderful. People love to be stretched and, you know, getting better range of motion.
Right, right.
And I also do deep tissue massage. It's called deep tissue. It's getting really deeply into the muscle and just allowing.
Yeah, I heard of it. I just don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But.
And I also do trigger point, which is basically working on those points, giving deep pressure to relieve the points. So, I mean, it's all good. It all works.
Where do you do this? Is it in the hospital or is it in a separate building? Or
we have an office at HealthQuest.
Okay.
Now, there is acupuncture and probably some massage going on in one of the buildings outside the hospital, the original integrative medicine department. We branched out into HealthQuest a few months ago. We have a couple of nice offices there where we offer massage and hypnosis and acupuncture.
You're talking about HealthQuest on 31 there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The gym,
and people like it because they can work out. Then if they want to get a massage afterwards, we're right there. Yeah, it's very convenient. They also have child care, so some people come in and bring, you know, put their kid in child care and then get their massage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we make it easy for people.
Right, yeah. Now, you told me off the air that you have a private practice.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Would you elaborate a little bit on that and, like, where it is? And
absolutely. I also have my office in White House Station. My business is called Effortless Hypnosis, and I do the massage and the hypnosis and the EFT tapping, the emotional freedom technique there. So, you know, it works. I'm at HealthQuest for 2 days a week, Thursdays and Fridays, if anybody wants a session there, and I'm at my office other days.
Okay. And how long does, say, a session last? Do they vary?
That's a good
an
question.
Hour or, you know?
I like to leave some flexibility. For the first session, it's usually about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Because I do an intake, we chat. I have to get an idea of where the person's at and how I'm going to proceed.
Okay.
So the first one is usually an hour and a half, and then usually the hypnosis sessions are an hour after that.
Okay.
You know, smoking is usually not as involved as, say, weight loss, because with smoking, I get them to quit. With weight loss, you have to eat. So it's usually a little more involved.
Yeah.
I'm not telling them not to eat.
And if they're like me, what you're supposed to eat, you can't stand.
Okay.
But
we can work on that.
Yeah. Well, I had to have both my knees replaced, and I had them both replaced at the same time. But before, they told me I had to lose weight, so I lost 80 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, it took me a year, but I did it.
That's great. Congratulations.
But now it's like I go 5 up, 7 down, you know, 4 up, 3 down, you know, that sort of thing. So it's not like it's, you know, it just keeps going up and down, you know.
Well, at least it's not going up and up.
Yeah, well, no, that's true.
Now, can you exercise now that your knees
have
been replaced?
I belong to the gym for, you know, forever here.
Good.
You know, but, I just certain ones I can't do because of my knees.
Right.
But,
sure.
You know.
Sure.
But I can ride a bike, which I do, a stationary bike.
Excellent.
And I do, you know, I had a trainer give me, you know,
your
machines
routine.
And routine.
Sure.
Like, if you come in today, this is what you do today. Tomorrow, do this because you don't want to do the same machines day after day after day. So, you know.
Well, the reason they suggest that is because you need to give a day for your muscles to relax in between. You need to kind of recover from. That's why people often do, well, I'm doing upper body today, I'm doing lower body tomorrow.
Right.
You want to recover. You don't want to overtax the muscle.
Exactly.
Then you'll be calling me for a massage.
or get the kinks out of my muscles.
Right, exactly.
When you're at the hospital or at, you know, HealthQuest,
right.
Do you take insurance, or is it, you know, no insurance, or how is that?
I believe that they do take insurance for acupuncture. Hypnosis usually is not covered.
Okay.
It should be, because you would think if people stopped smoking, it would be a factor in their health.
Right. You would think.
You would think. Maybe someday it will be. And then massage is usually not covered unless if somebody has been in some kind of an accident or if they get a prescription from their doctor for massage, then we can give them a receipt and they can submit it to their insurance.
Okay.
You know, it's just a shame that it's not covered regularly because it is so good for people.
But acupuncture is.
I believe so. I believe so. Hopefully I'm not giving you bad information.
No, I just, you know.
I believe it is covered, that you can bill the, you know.
Now, your own private office, you said you're there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yeah.
And what is the hours?
I have day and evening hours, and I occasionally work on weekends, too.
Okay. So you're a 6-7-day-a-week person, right?
Usually five, yeah. Sometimes six.
All right. At the hospital, at HealthQuest,
right?
How do they get a hold of you?
Oh, they can call Ashley is our wonderful office manager, and they can call Ashley at 908-788-2572. That's 788-2572.
Okay.
See, my radio experience is showing here, right?
Yes.
Larry?
I meant to mention that. You have some radio experience.
Yeah. I have. I was on WDVR for 10 years. I hosted a show called Healthy Lifestyles, and I interviewed people just like you're doing.
Right.
Authors, practitioners, all kinds of people in the health field. And 10 years, you know, 1996 to 2005. And I loved it. I love radio. I love doing this.
Yeah,
so,
that's great. Yeah. You know, I've been doing it for 5 years now. And it's just since it started here at the chamber,
mm-hmm.
you know. So they asked NAMI if they would want to do it. And since I'm involved with NAMI,
mm-hmm.
Have been president for God knows how long, yeah, or the local chapter, you know. So we said, yeah, we do it, and then you know, it wound up me doing it.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know,
but it's fun. Governor Cody. I was thinking of his wife, who's going to get back to me about coming on the show, but Governor Christie's. Panel on mental health stigma, breaking stigma, mm-hmm. gave my show prior to this one an award for helping break stigma. So
that's great.
Yeah, we thought it was kind of awesome. All right.
Don't they say that one in five people have some kind of mental illness, either
if
depression?
It all depends on
Well,
the last survey they did, they came up with 1 in 4.
Really?
Yeah.
So can you name a few, just so people are listening, although they might have listened to your show the last hour and they would know, right?
I always find it interesting, a lot of the famous people who suffered from mental illness.
Like some of the composers, right?
Yeah, right.
Years gone by. And
absolutely.
They came up with these amazing works when they were maybe in a manic state or, you know, that unbelievable, that outpouring from
Beethoven.
The brain activity.
Yeah. What always amazes me, there's two that amaze me, well, actually three. We give presentations. We've been doing a monthly presentation for educational services for, I don't know, 6 years or so now. And we always do this PowerPoint with all these famous people who suffer from mental illness. And one of the ones that amazes me is Buzz Aldrin. He's an astronaut, walked on the moon.
Wow.
Suffers from major depression.
Really?
Really? Yeah, that's what I said when I first found out about it. Winston Churchill carried England on his back for 7 years.
And what?
He was major depression.
Major, okay.
Yeah.
Who else?
Thomas Jefferson.
Really?
Thomas Jefferson, I don't know, if you ever get a chance, I'm a history buff. I like reading history and, you know, thing. There's a thing in Philadelphia called the Freedom Trail.
Okay.
And you take it and you walk this trail through around these various places in Philadelphia that are historical mm-hmm. and such. And one of the ones is Jefferson's area. When Jefferson was writing the Declaration of Independence, and this is getting off the subject, but
no, that's okay. Yeah,
when Jefferson was writing the Declaration of Independence, he would write three or four pages. He would get a hold of Ben Franklin. He would meet him late at night on some vacant street corner. He'd give the papers to Franklin. Franklin would take him into the Continental Congress because Jefferson wouldn't go in.
He was too depressed?
Too many people.
Ah.
He had a thing, and I have trouble saying it, agoraphobia.
I think it's called
agoraphobia. Right. He wouldn't come into a room with 5-6 people. But he would go on a balcony and talk to 5,000.
Because he was far enough away from them.
Exactly. They couldn't touch him. He couldn't touch them.
Now, some agoraphobics don't want to leave home. They don't want to go
true.
Off the familiar property. Right. So, wow, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is. And it's like, and look where he did, you know, and everything he did. And it's just, you know, Demi Lovato, the singer. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Well, she's quite a famous, mm-hmm. you know, new versions.
Right.
I'm a country and western singer.
Right.
You know, but she is, you know, a modern thing. And she used to stay up 4 or 5 nights in a row, never sleep, write 4 or 5 songs a night, and thought it was normal.
Now,
until she crashed.
She was manic then, right?
Well, she had bipolar. Yeah, as bipolar.
Yeah.
Yeah, with depression.
Wow.
But now she's on medication and seeing a doctor. And she is a big advocate of NAMI and has gone to the last major national conference and, you know, speaks to the people and so on and so forth.
Now, is she still writing?
Yeah. No, she does. Okay. But she does. She sleeps at night now. She's not
good.
Staying up for 3-4 days at a time.
Yeah.
And she used to think that was normal.
Well, for her, it was normal. But it's
but it's not
healthy.
Yeah, no, not by any stretch. But anyway, hypnosis can be used for, you said, smoking. Right?
Weight loss.
Weight loss, which are probably the two biggest ones,
the
I
biggest.
Would think.
And then I would say insomnia, and a lot of people see me for stress management. Or they just feel stuck in a certain area. They want to let go of certain beliefs that have been holding them back. They want to move forward. So they get some sessions. I do some tapping and hypnosis with them.
All right. Would you elaborate a little bit about, you just said you didn't just say it. You said it a while ago, that you're starting or have started
bereavement. Yeah.
Yeah. I can see where that could be a pretty big part of your service.
The way it started was a really good friend of mine lost her dad. She was taking care of him, and I think because she took such good care of him, he lived like 4.5 years. They didn't expect him to live that long.
Right.
And then he passed, and I thought, well, what could I do to help her? And I said, come in and get a session. So I did did massage and hypnosis and tapping with her, and it really helped. And from there, that was kind of a springboard to see, wow, there's really a need for that. Because in the grief support groups, they actually suggest that you should get a session, you know, with a body worker and with some hypnosis and some tapping early on, because it is such a trauma, it's such a shock to the system that you need to just land somewhere and let somebody help you. So it's a process. Grief is a process. It doesn't happen overnight, but that's why it's really important to let somebody help you through it. You don't have to do it yourself.
Like the young lady that was on the show before, she was in California, and she does presentations with, you know, for suicidal thing. And there's so many people that we've run into over the years. Because I've been doing this almost 20 years, and they just, I want to say about 3 months ago, somebody called my wife, and she had just found her son hanging in the backyard.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, it's just, so shocking.
No words.
You know? You can't. What do you say? You know, I mean, I'm sorry. Just doesn't cut it. No. You know, and yeah, because you're like, God, what do you do? What do you say? You know, and you know, it's just, it's so unfortunate. Yeah. You know.
And
it so happens more than we like to think about, too. You know,
so
and that's
sad.
The sad part. You know?
I know. And you hear somebody like Robin Williams, who's
right.
so vital and full of life, and then gone, you know.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah.
That's why we urge people, if you're feeling like it's the end of the world and you don't want to live, you know, reach out, get help, call the suicide hotline, you know, get medication if you need it.
Right.
You know?
Well, you mentioned Robin Williams. It was his mental illness that caused
his suicide.
Yeah. It's, you know, sad, but, you know, it's like Keith Ledger. Everybody knows he overdosed, and that's why he died. But not many people know he was suffering from depression and was seeing a psychiatrist and was on medication for depression.
Wow.
You know? It's just, you know.
It's sad.
It is sad.
Sad.
And if, you know, like if a massage can help, like, you know, that's why I mentioned, you know, people, if it can help or hypnosis can help
right.
or acupuncture can help, I'm for anything that can help.
Exactly.
You know, I don't care what it is.
Exactly.
You know.
And again, like I said, it's not like we're saying do this instead of your meds.
No.
It's an adjunct therapy.
Not. You know. And, you know, even the grieving, you know, something like that happens. There's no words, you know, that you
no
can.
Words.
No, you know, I mean, you like to think you can talk to them, but, you know, it's like, what do you say, you
yeah.
know? And if that person, after a period of a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, is still, you know,
pretty numb.
Yeah, really, and probably is. And if something like this can help, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I think they should.
Yeah.
I think they should know about it.
Sometimes it hits you more later. You know, you
yeah,
get the first
right.
wave of it, you don't even believe it, and you go through a funeral.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden, it's like, wow, wait a minute, this is real.
Right.
You know,
right.
all the people are gone. You know, the crowds are gone.
Right. Everybody's
like,
gone, and then you're alone or
yeah.
whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It's tough.
It is.
Well, if anyone wants to talk to me about this, you can reach me at 908-246-3096. If you'd like to make an appointment, you can call Ashley. She's at 908-788-2572. And again, if you have any questions, I have, you know, no problem. If people need to talk and want to have more information.
When someone calls you, whether it's at the medical center or at your
right.
private, you said the first thing you do is like you screen them per se, correct?
Well, if they call me on the phone and they say, hey, I'm interested in hypnosis, you know, I ask them a couple of questions. Like if they smoke, I ask them how long they've been smoking, how much they smoke. I might ask them why they want to quit, which it seems obvious it's such a health issue. It's also a financial burden when someone smokes two packs a day.
Now it is, yeah.
It's crazy. It's not like in the old days, right? Yeah. What was cigarettes, like a dollar a pack or something?
Yeah.
You know, but now they're, whatever, $8 a pack.
I'll be dating myself, but I remember a little candy
50
store.
50 cents?
Where a woman owned it, and she always kept the lights out. She never had the lights on, and it was always dark in there. And she would sell you a cigarette.
No.
Yeah, a cigarette for 2 cents.
One cigarette.
One cigarette, 2 cents. Yep.
Wow.
And she'd open a pack and give you one cigarette for 2 cents. And she'd give you one match that you could strike anywhere, you know.
It's funny.
Yeah, I know. I'm dating myself, but
yeah.
yeah. But well, now, like you said, what, $8 a pack?
Yeah, at least. And the thing is, no one should be smoking. I mean,
no, I agree.
And this is what makes me crazy. You're not just getting real tobacco with nothing on it. You're getting many, many chemicals that the tobacco companies use to make the tobacco burn better, to, you know, make it taste different. And you're not just smoking tobacco. You are smoking chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're putting into your lungs.
Right.
So people don't do it, you know? And sometimes, you know, I'm always interested. I'll see people smoking outside, and most of the time I just keep walking. Once in a while, I'll stop and check, because this is what I do, and I'll say, do you want to stop smoking? And you'd be surprised at how many people say, no, I don't want to stop. And sometimes these are really young people, and they think, oh, you know, I like this. I don't need to stop. But, you know, 20 years from now, they're going to be looking for me. You know, like, I have people that are 60 and have been smoking for 40 years. That think of all those years, the damage you're doing to your body, the money you wasted, and then, you know.
I got a touch of emphysema from smoking.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get people that call me and say, I just came from my doctor. I have pre-emphysema. I have to stop. That's motivation. They stop. Yeah. But why wait until you get to that point?
Right.
You know, people think, oh, it's okay. It's not bothering me. But, you know, you want to live a healthy life. You don't want to be on a respirator or something, you know, or have emphysema.
Let me throw something at you.
Sure.
Do you know that people with schizophrenia, 90%+ of them smoke?
Are you kidding?
Do you know why?
No, why? The nicotine?
You know what schizophrenia is?
A imbalance in the brain?
Well, that's medical. That's, you know, mental illness in general. But schizophrenia, they hear voices in their head.
Right.
And nicotine, when they smoke, quells the voices.
Really? So they're self-medicating.
That's proven fact.
They're self-medicating.
Well, they're helping themselves not listen to the voices.
Right.
Or lower them.
There must be another way to do that. I mean,
oh, well, there is. Well, there isn't, actually. I mean, you can't really stop the voices, per se.
And they actually hear them. They don't just thoughts.
No. They hear them.
Wow.
And they respond to them.
They talk back.
Yeah, sometimes.
Wow.
You know, it's...
You know, you really have to say, there by the grace of God.
That's my son.
You know?
I mean, he controls it now by just moving his lips when he hears them, and he'll just go.
Right.
But there was a time when you'd swear there was five people in his room.
Because he'd be talking. And
he'd answer in different voices.
Wow.
You know, and you'd knock on the door and say, Mark, how are you? Oh, I'm fine, Dad. He had two steps down the hall, and he'd be back again doing it. You know.
Wow.
So, you know, there are serious mental issues out there, but I'm thinking, you know, depression or
bipolar, schizophrenia.
You know, schizophrenia is a little touchy because that's a little, you know, a little tough. But
aren't there like more people that are either depressed or bipolar, which is manic
depression? The biggest one is anxiety, because anxiety covers post-traumatic stress, maybe six different other.
Right.
ADHD, all that falls under anxiety. So that's the biggest percentage, because it's got all the subtitles under it.
Like obsessive compulsive?
Yeah. See, all that stuff. That's under anxiety.
Right.
Whereas bipolar is, you know.
In its own category.
Depression. Schizophrenia is in its own category.
Right. And depression is really different from bipolar, been known as manic depressive, because that's cycles. They'll have cycles of manic, then they're depressed, then they're manic, then they're depressed.
Right. So. And that's where Demi Lovato used to stay awake for 3-4 nights.
Wow.
Because she was in the high.
Yeah.
And then she'd crash and, you know. Aww. But, you know. So if anybody out there wants to get in touch, we talked about what all this can be, what hypnosis can be used for. When you talked about tapping, is that for a specific?
Tapping is downright.
I don't want to say illness, but condition, put it that way.
Tapping is downright amazing. It is really simple. You can do it at home. You can do it for something that you're stressed out about. You can do it for pain. I had someone today in my office. She had a pain level of 9. We tapped. We brought it down to about a 3.
Hmm.
In maybe 10 minutes. 10, 15 minutes.
Wow.
The thing is, you're carrying a lot of stress in your system. Stress is usually a component to everything that's ailing you.
Right.
You can get rid of and diffuse some of that stress. You're going to feel better. So tapping is really, really good. There's a lot of websites. The one website I like is thetappingsolution.com. There is a link to a pain management segment there if you want to just see what it is. If you want to do it with someone, I'm available, you know, to do that with you if you think, well, I need some help getting on board. But it's really good for that, and it's good for any other, you know, stored stress in the body.
Right, right. We've got about, I'll say, about 2 minutes left.
Okay. It has been lovely. Thank you, Larry, for having me here.
I appreciate you coming, Susan.
Thanks.
Is there anything you want to cover in the last 2 minutes that we haven't talked about that you'd like to talk about?
Let me just see. No, I think that we did a good job of covering things across the board.
Okay, then what I would like you to do is just give the location for the hospital.
Sure. I'm in the satellite office at HealthQuest. I'm there Thursdays and Fridays. If anyone would like an appointment, feel free to call 908-788-2572, and Ashley will help you. She schedules for me.
Now, the acupuncturists are there?
Yes.
Also at that location,
number,
right?
788-2572. You can call for more information about acupuncture or to make an appointment.
Okay.
And the acupuncture is at HealthQuest, and there's also a satellite building off Sand Hill Road near the hospital.
Yeah, right.
And that's the Office of Integrative Medicine.
Okay. Okay. And your private practice is?
My practice is in White House Station.
Okay.
And if anyone has any questions for me and needs to reach me directly, I'm at 908-246-3096. It's Effortless Hypnosis.
Effortless. I can say it, effortless.
Say it effortlessly.
Yes. I'm having difficulty saying it, so it's not effortlessly, but I did say it just
then.
Susan, I thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Larry.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. I enjoyed it very much.
Likewise, thanks.
And, you know, I think that anybody that's out there that is suffering stress, bereavement, any type
smoking.
Of emotion, smoking, weight loss, you know, problems at work or in your life, and you want to, you know, try these two solutions. Susan is going to give the phone number again.
Sure. It's for HealthQuest, 908-788-2572. Or if you have any questions for me, it's 908-246-3096. I'm Susan Limbo, like limbo, but with an E. Limbo.
Yes. Limbo. And Susan, again, thank you so much for coming on.
I really
appreciate it. And I hope to run into you at the hospital or whatever, because I volunteer there on Friday.
Thank
so,
you. Thank you, for that. It's important. Thanks for all the good work you're doing.
And thanks for the good work you're doing.
Thanks.
You know. And you've been listening to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And next week, I will be in Virginia with my family camping, everybody, grandkids, everybody. So Chris Phelan, the president of the Chamber of Commerce, is going to fill in this hour. So I hope you listen to him. And like I said, if you ever have any problems or anything like that, you can reach out to Susan, and hopefully they will work for you. Enjoy your week, and I'm going camping, so we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Good for you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908 908- 248-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the